go talk about the Lions projected win total, the NFL draft, a lot to get to with Tony Ortiz. Lions insider from Detroit joins us on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line. How you doing, T.O.?
I'm doing good. Good afternoon, Huge.
Hey, if you, I'm doing good, by the way. Always good to have you on the show. If somebody said, Tony, I'm going to give you a chance to make a lot of money, mm-hmm. guess correctly off the schedule that the Lions now have for the regular season, what mm-hmm. is their win total? What would you say?
I would say 8. I'd go 8-8 once again.
That's what I'm saying. I went 8. People are trying to tell me, like on Twitter and Facebook, oh, they finally got the schedule they wanted. And I'm like, you might want to Google and say 2019.
I look at the start of that schedule, Huge, and I think after the Arizona game, it is an absolute grind because the next 5 games after that, with Kansas City, with Philadelphia, with Green Bay, with Minnesota, with Kansas City, I think that's a grind. I think that might be one of the toughest stretches of the schedule I've seen. And don't downgrade or look past the end of the year. Road games in Denver and Minnesota.
Yeah.
And home games against Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay could be, by December, a good team under Bruce Arians, will be in his first year as head coach of the Buccaneers. So it's not as bad as past schedules have been, Huge, but it's not exactly what I would call an easy touch either.
Yeah, there's horrible stretches that you haven't seen in past schedules.
Agreed. That opening stretch at the beginning after the Arizona game wow. is as tough, if not tougher, than any stretch I've seen the Lions have since – it's got to be at least 10, 15 years that I've seen the Lions have a stretch of games that tough.
Let's move on, talk about the draft. How can the Lions upgrade in the draft that could make them exceed our projected win total of 8?
You know what? There's a couple of ways they could do it. They could take an offensive lineman like the kid from Alabama, Williams, who could actually be plugged in at one of the tackles, which would allow you to possibly move, say, Taylor Decker to another tackle and maybe do something with Rick Wagner. That could make them better. Josh Allen from Kentucky could slip all the way down to number 8, and the Lions would not only have Trey Flowers on one side, but Josh Allen on the other side. So that's 2 right there. Here's a third scenario that maybe a Dwayne Haskins doesn't go in the first 7 picks. A team gets nervous. They decide to move up with the Lions, go to number 8, and the Lions pick up some extra picks. And with those extra picks, the Lions pick up a couple of more players that can help the roster improve. So there's 3 ways right there, Huge, that if everything falls right in the draft, could help out the Lions this fall.
So who do you think will be their first pick? Will they stay at 8 or will they trade down? Because then they can trade down, take that offensive lineman, stock up, and think they're going to get more potential starters.
Well, Bob Quinn said today when he met with reporters that his ideal situation would be to trade down, grab some extra picks, which could help fill out some of the holes that are right now on the roster. He said he's not inclined and doesn't have the capital at this point to make a move up. So I don't see the Lions trading up. I do see, however, it seems like Bob Quinn would really like to trade down and pick up some extra picks. But, again, somebody has to fall for somebody to be interested in moving up with the Lions. And at this point, not seeing the draft, not knowing how it's going to unfold, it would have to be one of those big names, a Nick Bosa, a Josh Allen. It would have to be somebody who falls like that that would get somebody interested in making a move with the Lions.
Patricia and Stafford, away from the talent, and I think Bob Quinn has done a pretty darn good job assembling talent, but Patricia was a rookie head coach. He's only going into mm-hmm. his second year, and there's still the question of Stafford and big games. No matter who they get on draft weekend, no matter who they've signed or will sign before training camp, you still have the question marks with Patricia and Stafford.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Most of the question marks, though, with the Lions for change, Huge, on the offensive side of the ball. I think defensively, the Lions are starting to show some improvements, so it wouldn't surprise me if they went into the draft at number 8 looking to keep on building on that defense. Keep in mind, Matt Patricia is a defensive-minded head coach, and it seems to me, just watching him in his first years and seeing the moves that he made along with Bob Quinn, that they're trying to build a team that's going to be a very good team on defense that doesn't rely so much on its offense as past Lions teams have done.
Tony Ortiz, Lions insider from Detroit, joining us here on the Huge Radio Network on the Metro Health University of Michigan Health Guest Line. T.O., thanks for the update. Enjoy the off season, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. Take care, Huge.
Yeah, and I think Tony put schedule and starting together in a word. My on-air radar went right up, and I go, schedule, sketch, you will, and starting. Mix those words together. I love him. He's good.